Let us start from Daf Lamed Aleph, from the Aleph, on the top of the sugya. Just get into the swing of the sugya. Gufo Omar Rav Chisda Moide Rav Nachuni Ben Akone Begoinev Chelboi Shol Chaveiroi Ba'ochloi Shehu Chay. Rav Chisda said that even though Rav Nachuni Ben Akone holds that just like Mises Bezen Patas from Tashlumim, Chorus also Patas from Tashlumim, if a person was going to chelboi shel chaveiroi ba'ochloi, so even though he's chayev kores and achilas hachelev, is shehu chayev, but he's chayev b'tashlumim, sheklan is chayev b'gnei v'koydim shiov l'day yisachelev. But the chayev tashlumim was chal before the einish of kores was chal, because the minute he picks up the chaylev, he becomes chayiv b'gnei bosoi, and the chayiv kores comes later. So the Gemara asks, "Lema pliga the Rabbi Oven?" So lechayre Rav Chisda is chaylik an Rav Oven. The Omer Rav Oven, hazayrek chayitz mitchilas arba l'soif arba. The person threw an arrow, shot an arrow. Mitchilas arba l'soif arba in Shabbos. He was mavir chayitz talad ames b'shus aram. The korah sheroin balichosoi, and the while it's traveling this dalad amas area, it was kireya sheroin was kireya beget. His potter, so he's potter betashlumim, even though the chiyuv tashlumim came before the chiyuv misa. The chiyuv misa comes b'shas hanochas achetz. The chiyuv tashlumim comes be'emtza halichosoi. Ispoto she'akire tzeirech hanochi, because the akira sacheitz is a tzeirech for the anoche. That means one cannot have a hanoche. That means the gmar chiyuv cannot come about without the akira. So the akira and the whole traveling of the chaitz is migurmei achiyuv. That means the chiyuv of hanoche cannot come about if there wouldn't be an akira and this traveling of the chetz in this dalad amas area. So memele, we see that gurmei achiyuv are also bekoyach lifter. Is ochinami hagbo tzerech achilei. So in the same way, when a person, how could Rav Chisda say, goinev chelbo shel chavei va'ochloi, that he's chayev because the hagbo, the chiyuv moment comes with the hagbo, and the chiyuv kores comes with achile, but the hagbo is tzerech achile, that means in order for one to be able to eat the chaylev, he has to lift up the chaylev min ha'oretz. So the hagbo is migur me'achiyuv. That means the chiyuv kores could have not come about if there would not have been a hagbo. And Rav Oven told us that gur me'achiyuv are also b'koyach lifta. You don't need a achiyuv b'poyul tepato. Everything which is migur me'achiyuv is also b'koyach lifta mitashlumim. So memele, so the hagbo is also migur me'achiyuv. You can't eat without lifting it up from the ground. So the Gemara answers, ochi hashta, it's no comparison. Ho so miyev shel anoche b'lo yakira. There takim, the anoche can only come about with the yakira. So the yakira is migur me'achiyuv. You cannot have this anoche Dalad Amas away if there wouldn't have been an Akira. So this whole, the Akira and the whole traveling of the Chetz, this brought about that there should be a Hanocha, that there should be a Chiyuv. So there we say, Geir me Achiyuv abekoyach lifter. Hocha evshel achile beloy agbo. But here it's possible to eat without lifting. So memele, so the hagbo is not migur me'achiv. You could eat without lifting it. the boy gochin v'ochel. He can go and bend down and eat it. So the lifting is bechlal not necessary in order to make possible the achila. So the lifting is not migur me'achiv. The lifting does not bring about the achila. The achila could have been accomplished without lifting up the chaylet. So therefore, since it's not migur me'achiv, so therefore it doesn't patter. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Shakir etzer hanochi hilkach. Af al gav dechiv momin mikame anochosilo, even though dechiv momin comes before the hanoche bepoil, before the chiyuv misa, is potter oil ubein akirav hanoche osyilei, since the chiyuv momen came between the akir and the hanoche, so it's considered misa v'tashlumim boim kechot, so it's considered that b'shas the chiyuv tashlumim, there's a chiyuv misa, or there's germei hachiyuv misa. Sha'akire tzoyrech hanochi, the akire is a tzoyrech of the hanochi. That means the chiyuv of hanochi cannot come about without an akire. Ma'hi shaita aschel olam meloche, so the meloche already started from the akire. So that already is bekoyech lifter from the ascholos hameloche. The ascholos hameloche is bekoyach lifter, even though that melacha was an enigma. So the Gemara answered, "The boy gochin lemata migimul tvochim." So the Gemara says, so the Gemara understood that just like you need an akira in order to make possible a anoche, so you need a hagbor to make possible an achila. So the hagbor is migur me'achiyuv. So the Gemara says, no. You can make an achilu without agbo. The boy gochin lamata migimul tvochim. It's possible to bend down less than 3 tvochim. But ochon, you can eat. So you don't need, it is not necessary bechlal to lift up the machol in order to eat it. So memele, so the hagbo is not mitzorche yo achile. So memele, it's not migur me'achiv. He lifted it up, so that has nothing to do with achil. He could have eaten it without lifting it up. Ubotza migimul lav agboy. If he bent down and eat it and ate it without lifting it up, so he wouldn't be koyin it, and he'd still be able to eat it. So it is not necessary that there should be agdomas agbo in order to make possible the achila. So here you don't say, so even though there's a klal, akire tzayrach hanoche, it is not true that hagbo tzayrach achila. That's one way to differentiate. Another way to differentiate is, inami osam iboy ladure leimotzi mahadalo. Here, by a zayrach chetz, he can't bring it back. After the chetz left his hand, he can't retract the chetz. Ochemotzi mahadala. But here, by after lifting it up, he could still retract. That means, even though we will say that you need the hagbo letzeirech achila, it has to be lifted up in order to be able to eat it. But b'shas lifting it, it's not muchach that it has to be eaten. He could always stop his actions. It's motzi mahada. So memela, so since it's motzi mahada law, so here we don't have this klal, a pula that's motzi mahada, we don't have this klal that b'shas akire, it can pater mitashlumim. Since it's motzi laduri. So here, something that's motzi laduri, we look when the chiyuv lemaisa comes. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, leimotzi laduri mishizorkes achetz. Hilkach mishas akire soifoi likroi eloi shiroim. So since he cannot be mahadarit, so hilkach mishas akire. So when he was oiker the chetz is soifer likroy eloy shiroim. So the akira shirayim
lies in the Zrikas Hachet. So we had mentioned the last time, the Haflo says this Pshat in Rashi, and we wanted to shtel to the Loshen of the Nemuki Yosef, that Be'emes in the second Loshen holds that not the Lomdus is that Gurmei Hachiyuv are Bekoyach Lifter Tashlumim. That's the first Loshen, that Gurmei Hachiyuv are Bekoyach Lifter Tashlumim. The second Loshen holds that if it's Leimotzi Lahadure, so the Chiyuv is not for what happens later, because later he's an onus. He can't do anything what happens later. So the chiyuv is not for the shasa hezek. The chiyuv is not for the shasa nocha, because all these things happened shaloi, I mean, he can't stop it anymore. Let us just say over again the Loshon of the Haflo and the Loshon of the Mukhi Yosef. The Haflo says, the man yomev shel aduri chiyev mise v'tashlumim al azrike miyodai. That the chiyev mise and the chiyev tashlumim is for the mais azrike. The mais azrike alone, this is mechayev. So the zrike is mechayev tashlumim. So now he's mechuyev tashlumim. Now he's mechuyev mise. So you don't have to say that gurme hachiyev pata. No, pshat is that the chiyuv is chal now. We mentioned the Muki Yosef and Baba Kame. The Muki Yosef says, Zoyrek chayitz, b'shoa sheyotza achayitz mitachas yodoy, ba'oise shoa nasa akel. That means all his chiyuvim are chal then. V'chashvin alei maise demikan olah. But we don't reckon with what happens later. That he's mechuyev for later. Dichashvinale, if you would reckon with later, avleila miftere, then he would be potter, the onesu, shein beyode lachzira. So he's not mechuyev for the later, he's mechuyev for the shazrike. And then Muki Yosef says, amore de kechidish, to prove his point, vachinami ilu meis koidem, but if a person was zerek achet, and he died before the kriya shiroyim, Vadai mishtalim nizik mechayis nechosim didei. So the nizik will be goive from the nechosim of the mazik. So that means even though bishas ahezik, the mazik is dead, so he's not mechuyev for what happened now, he's dead. Meisim chofshim mina mitzvahs, there's no chiyuvim an emes. But he's not mechuyev for what is happening now, he's mechuyev for the shas rike. And mishas rike, if the ahezik will occur from this maise, so already his kalka became mishubit b'shas maise. So that's the second mahalach to say pshat and rabovin. Not ger me hachiyuv ar poitrim. No, we consider that the chiyuv was already chal by a dovo d'le motzi ladure. So we consider that the chiyuv was chal b'shas tezrike. So the Chiyuv Momon was chal, then the Chiyuv Misa was chal, then so pshat, so Memela, so we have over there that the Chiyuv Misa patas, the Chiyuv Tashlumim, and both were chal b'shas zrike. Zog the Gemara weiter. I skipped over Rashi. The boy. Ahochi motzi mahadale, the next Rashi. Hilkach loimrinim mishas agbo aschalo lo achilem. That means that something that loimotzi ladure, so I say bishas akire is the anoch already. Bishas akire is the kriya shirayim already. But because it's out of his control already, it's done and over with. Masha'ein kein, but hochem motzim ahadalei, so it's motzim ahadalei, loimrinim mishas hagbo aschalo lo achilo. So therefore we don't say, that means even though we need a hagbo in order to make an achila, but we'll never consider that achila started mishas hagbo, since it's motzi ladure. So then we say the achila starts mishas the maisa achila, since it's biyodi ladure. So the Gemara asks, My ike bein hai lishna la hai lishna. What'll be a nafke meaning between these two lishoynes? Ike binaya ma vesakim b'shusarab b'kore shirayim balichosa. That a person was not zerik achaitz, no, he's carrying a sakin b'shusarab. The kore shirayim balichosa. And while he's walking the daladamis, so the sakin which is protruding from his hand, kot shirayim. That the akira is migur meyachiyuv, the whole hiluch is migur meyachiyuv, and gur meyachiyuv pata ochanami evshal anocha beloy akira. So memele, the hanocha came about through the akira, through the yavore. So this is all gur meyachiyuv. This is misaviv the anocha. So gur meyachiyuv also bekoyach lifter. But according to the Loshen, that we consider that everything was already accomplished, b'shas akire, because, but here, since he could stop, there's nothing that's forcing him to go further. So memele, so we'll say that the chiyuv momen of kriya shiraim comes before the chiyuv misa of hanocha. Let us see Rashi. Hamavir sakin biyodoy bahaliche. Now I think Rashi is saying over here, hamavir sakin biyodoy bahaliche. The drash, that's me, Rashi means to say like this. We have to imagine that the hand that's holding the sack in his kilo is paralyzed. Napshad, he's swinging his hand back and forth. If he would be swinging his hand and walking, so then we would not say, so lochayred, the swinging that's mazik the shirayim is not migur meyachiv. The chiv is walking, carrying the knife. That's gur meyachiv. And the mazik was, he swung his hand. Let's say the shirayim would shirayim would be to his side. And if he would held his hand stiffly, nothing would have happened. No, he swings out his hand while he's walking. So that would, he swung out his hand and tore the shirayim. So this is nothing to do with the chiyuv. That has nothing to do with the chiyuv of mavir. The chiyuv mavir is because he's walking down the is carrying a sakin. The hezek came about because this one guy his hand was mazikit. So you can't say the gurme achiyuv should patel the tashlumim because the swinging out his hand is not gurme achiyuv. This is a maise nifrat. Now, if we imagine that his hand is paralyzed and he's walking, so walking, holding a sakin, that pu'ula is a pu'ula of mavir da'odamas b'shus harabim. So each step that he takes, each step that he progresses, this is ger me'achiv. This is bringing about the haboris da'odamas and the hanochalacha da'odamas. This is ger me'achiv, and ger me'achiv pata from tashlumim. And that's what Rashi is saying, a mavir sakin biyodoi bahaliche. The haliche is making the havoras asakin. That means his walking is making that the sakin should go to the daladamis. And so memele, so if you learn according to the first lotion, he will be potter. But to the second lotion, since it's matzila duri, he's chay. Let us see Taisvitz. Shakire tzoyre chanochi, kosher. Al koponim, Leisis Rabovin said, that even though the chiyuv momin comes later, and the chiyuv momin comes before the chiyuv misa bepoil, but there's a lamdus of akire tzoyre chanochi. Kosher, damrine bemerube, gabi gonav, a person stole, let's say, a flag. Umochar b'Shabbos. Now, this tlay, he sold it in Shabbos. The potter, so he's potter on the mechiras ha-tlay. Even though mechiras mechayiv dalad v'hei. But if he sold it in Shabbos, so the Chiyuv Mise, which comes about through the Mechire, we'll see soon how this is, so this part is the Chiyuv Knas of Daudvei, Kigoy. So the Gemara explains what is the case. The Amale, that the Lekeach told the Ganef, Zroik Kneivusech Lechatzeri. The Ganef was standing in the Rishus Haram, and the Lekeach told them, you know, I'll purchase this Tleh from you. Throw the Tleh from the Rishus Haram into my Chotzer. V'tikna Lechatzeri Kneivusech. And my Chotzer will be kind of the Kneive. So it comes out that the Chiyuv Shabbos, here he's making Hachnose, he's making Hachnose Mershus HaRabim L'Shus HaYochid. So when it enters the Chotzer, he's a Machalo Shabbos. At the same time when it enters the Chotzer, he's a Moicher, the Ganav is a Moicher, because the Lekeich is Kaine with that what it's Nichnas L'Chatzeroi. So it comes out, the Knisa Lechatzeroi creates a Chiyuv Mise, Alts Achnose. The Knisa Lechatzeroi creates a Chiyuv Momin, Alts Mecher. And so, since Bebas Achas is a Chiyuv Mise and a Chiyuv Momin, so he's put out to pray, he said, Kimle Bedarab. Uporich, so the Gemara asks them, Bobekame, that the chiyuvim are not synchronized. They do not come at the same time. As soon as it reaches Aver Chatzeroi, so he's koine, Aver Chatzeroi is also koine. So the chiyuv moment comes as soon as it reaches Aver Chatzeroi. Mischayev benavshi mishum Shabbos lehavi ad shetanuach. And the chiyuv Chilul Shabbos comes about with the Hanoche. So Memele, so the Chiyuv Chilul Shabbos comes after the Chiyuv moment. Frek Toisves, Umay Porich, what pshat the Gemara's Kashe? Vokire Tzorech Hanochi Kediyom Ahoche. Einach Hanami, but the Chiyuv moment comes in between the Akira and the Hanoche. And we add a klal that Gormei Chiyuv are also Poitrim. Sein Chanami the Chiyuv Misa Bepoil comes with Anochem. But this whole traveling of the Tleh from the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYochid, this is Mi Gormei Chiyuv. And Gormei Chiyuv Pater also Vakire Tzorech Anochi Kedoram HaRochem. Now, there's a Teretz and Tosfos Kasha from Rab Chaim, Chedusha Rab Chaim Alashas. Rab Chaim wants to say, from the Rambam, that there's a Yisoidistik Achilik between Meleches Mavir and Meleches Achnose. He says, by Mavir, there are three Chalokim in the melacha of Mavir. There's the Akire, there's the Havore, and there's the Hanoche, Chutz L'Bal Adamas. But each chelik is Migormei Hachiyuv. That means the Akire, that's the beginning, and then you have the Havore, the Etzem, passing through this distance, is Mavir Dalad Ames Bishus Haram. The Havore is Migormei Hachiyuv, and then the Gmar Hachiyuv comes with the Hanoche. So here we say that Gormei Hachiyuv are Bekoichon Lifter. He says, Mashenkein by Hachnose, he says, there's the Akire, is, you need an Akira Mershus HaRab, need an Anoche Mershus HaYochid, but the in-between is not Migormei Hachiyuv. That means that in-between is not a Chelek of the Chilul Shabbos. You have to make an Akira Mershus HaRab and an Anoche Mershus HaYochid. So in-between, that what it's flying in-between, there's no Migormei Hachiyuv in this Matzev. So Memele, so Bishas the kinyan, b'shas the mecher, b'shas the mecher is chal, b'shas it's an aver chatzera shel alikeya, b'shas the mecher there's no ger meyachir. Takir is over, tanocha wasn't, and now stamazay it's nothing is happening. So memele. So that's why there you don't say Akira Tzorech Hanocha. That's what Rab Chaim wants to emphasize with Kashe. L'chayre could be Taisus was a nochis to this, because let's appreciate our Gemara. Our Gemara had said that the Gemara said that the Chiyuv Momen came before the Issa Achilas Chela. So the Gemara said, let's say, Hagbot Tzorech Achilei. So why was Pshat in the Gemara's Kash? So the Gemara understood that Hagbot, that means the Gemara understood that since it is impossible to eat without lifting it up, so the lifting is a haschalas achile. Now, will someone ever say that the lifting is in achile? The lifting is a chelik of the machayev. Let's say not. The lifting is achile zachile. No, pshat is the Gemara understood, but any pu'ule which is misaviv the chiyev, and it is needed in order to be misaviv the chiyev. So that's called ger me'achiv. You don't need halachically it has to be needed. If physically it has to be needed, this is called ger me'achiv. That means if it's impossible to eat something without lifting up, if would be not shayach for people to bend down, the spine wouldn't be so flexible. So it means that the muscle is gochin v'ochel, it's shayach to bend down and eat. Fine. So you don't have to lift the teeth. But if it wouldn't be shayach, a person can't bend down. So you have to lift it in order to eat. Shalom al Yisrael. So memele, so then we consider that the hagbah is migur me'achir, because you can't eat without hagbah. So even though you only need the hagbah to physically enable to make an achila, was gate moron, why you need it? It is impossible that there should be an achila without a pool of hagbah. So the hagbah is migur me'achir. So l'chayre is also the same thing. That means you can't have a hanocha without it flying through till it reaches the ground. So l'chayre is hataisis hell. This is also ger me'achir. So it's a shrek. So what's from the Gemara's kasha? So Taisus says, l'perish Rabbeinu Tam osi shapet. So Taisus says, there's a Rabbeinu Tam in Gittin, and according to this Rabbeinu Tam in Gittin, is for emphat my kasha. Why? The pirish di efshe le nisuch boloi hagbo. Felochi kom a rav, manasach mamish panizokin, boloi kom ifter, mishum de kimlei, bidarab mnei, ki rabir miyem, Now, let's elaborate a little bit what Taisus is saying. There's a Mishnah in Gittin that says that if a person is menasech yein chaveri b'meizid, he's chayv to pay. So there's a machlikis Rav and Shmuel, what is the case of the Mishnah? What is the case with menasech yein chaveri? So, Shmuel said, we cannot say menasach means menasach mamish, because if he was menasach yenem z'yayim, so it comes out that the chiyuv mazik is with the nisach, and b'shas nisach is chayiv misitzetz, he's an eved avay dezore. So maybe you would say kimlei b'darab menei. So maybe menasach has to mean something else. Menasach means ma'arev. Shmuel says he took Yayin Nesach and poured it into someone else's Yayim. That's a Taich Menasach. But you can't say Menasach Mamish. Because Menasach Mamish should be a Ptur of Kimle B'darabne. Rav says Menasach Mamish. And so the Gemara brings down, what's the Svar of Rav? Why don't you say Kimle B'darabne? So the Gemara brings down a Rabbi Yirmiyah. The Rabbi Yirmiyah said that when he lifted it up, so he became chayiv on the gneve. So the valid is no chayiv misa, and later b'shas nisach he's also memela b'shas gneve he's already chayiv to pay for the yayim. He's a goyim of menas lahazik, and b'shas nisach he's chayiv misa. So the chayiv mamon comes before the chayiv. Before the Chiyuv Misa. That's Svoras Rav. Now, there is a Shaila in Taisvis, in Mesechtes Gittin. Does Rav hold Hagbah Tzorech Nisuch? Now let's just explain this for 1 minute. There is a ritual of Nisuch. Now, does this ritual of Nisuch, does it need... Does one, in order to make this ritual, does one have to lift up the wine also? Rashi says in Gittin, Nisuch is shichshe chayayim. That means, don't have to lift up the wine in order to even Nisuch. You just shake the wine. And that's the ritual of Nisuch, which is an Ibn Abay Dezorah. Now. The Rabbi Netam says that Rabbi Yirmiyah holds Hagbo Tzorech Nisuch. No. That the ritual of Nisuch has to, there's two parts to the ritual. First you lift up the wine, you elevate the wine, and then you're Meshachshech. Now, that's what Rabbi Netam said. Now, in Kainam Anachnu, that Rabbi Yirmiyah holds Hagbah Tzorech Nisuch, so it comes out, the Hagbah is Migerme Hachiv. That means that in order to make Nisuch, I have to first lift it, and then make the Nisuch. So the Hagbah, the lifting, is a intricate chelik of the, is a geirem of the Chiv of Nisuch, the Chiv Misa of Nisuch. So now we have to understand Rabbi Yirmiyah. So why did Rabbi Yirmiyah say that Mishas Agbor is Neschayev Momen and the Chiyev Misa comes later? No, I'm sorry. The Germe HaChiyev Misa start with the Hagbor. If you say that Hagbor Tzorech Nisuch, that the ritual of Nisuch needs Hagbor, so the Germe HaChiyev start before. Don't tell me that the Chiyuv Misa comes with the Nisuch. The Chiyuv Misa, the Chiyuv Nisuch starts with the Hagbah. Hagbah Tzorech Nisuch. So what is Pshat Rabbi Yirmiyah? I mean, that means, let us just say one anoche. You could learn not like the Rabbi Netam. You could learn that there's no such thing that Hagbah Tzorech Nisuch. That Fakir Nisuch has nothing to do with Hagbah. So Melch Nisuch has nothing to do with Agbor, so then we understand Rabbi Yirmiyah beautifully. So Mamela, so Mishas Agbor, he was Neschayev Tashlumin, he made a Maisa Gneve, Mishas Nisuch, he's Chayev Misa. But Rabbi Netam said, no, Rabbi Yirmiyah holds and Rav holds Agbor Tzorech Nisuch. So Mamela, Agbor Tzorech Nisuch, so what is Rabbi Yirmiyah telling me that he became a Chayev Momen with the Agbor, but that the Agbor is Migur Mehachiyu? So what's pshat? So the teretz is that Rabbi Yirmiyah is choylek on Rabovin. Rav is choylek on Rabovin. He says, Rav said, you're chayev by menasach mamish. Rabbi Yirmiyah explained, why are you chayev? Because the chiyev tashlumim comes before the chiyev misa. And the Rabbeinu Tam says, and they hold hagbor tzorech nisuch v'afal pikein. I say that the chiyev tashlumim is not gepatled from the Germe Achiyev. So you see that there are fine Eden who disagree with Rabovin. So Memela, so just let's finish the Teretz of Taisus Aisaveni. So if there's fine Eden that are chilek on Rabovin, so we had a problem now, we had a Gemore in Merube, that Esther Kashe, that the Chiyev Momen came before the Chiyev Misa because the Ganev was Neschayev Tashlumim went to Avir Chatzeroi, and the Chiyev Misa comes when it's Noch Bechatzeroi. So Taisus says, so what is? But there's a Svar Akira Tzorech Anoche. So that's only according to Rabovin. But if we just were mechadish that there are chelkina and Rabovin, Rabbi Yirmi and Rav, so the Gemara Bobekam is asking according to them, according to them, how can the chiyuv misa pater? The chiyuv moment comes before the chiyuv misa. Now let's see in the Benik Taisus. L'perish Rabbeinu Tam osi shapet. The pirish. Rabbeinu Tam said the efshel of nisach b'loi hagbo. Rabbeinu Tam said that the ritual of nisach needs hagbo. V'afilo hachi komara menasech mamish. That even though he's menasech, he's also chayiv. Ben Ezok. B'loi kemifte mishum dikim lebe the rab mnei, ki the rab Yirmiyeh. The Mishas Agbo, Koinim Ischai, and Nafshlai Havi, Yad Shas Nisuch. Like Rabbi, that's Rabbi Yom, he said, Pshat and Rav. Vahashte, so if that's Pshat and Rav, it's Rabbi Yom, you less lay Dagbo, Tzorich Nisuch. So this Lomdis, that a Goyr Mei Achiv, Abba Koyich Lifter, is, we don't see that. But who didn't the last lay Akira, Tzorich Anochi? Period. So Memele, so we're finished, more or less. But we're really not finished. Because we're still getting into hot water. Why? Because Afilu will say that Rabbi Yirmiyeh holds, you don't say Hagbo Tzorech Nisuch, the Pater, but that's by Motzil Adurei. But the Gemara in Merubah speaking about Loi Motzil Adurei, he threw in the tle from the Rishus Aram to the Rishus Ayochid. So by Leimotzi Laduri. So where do you see that Rabbi Yirmi is Chaylik and Rabobin by Leimotzi Laduri? So he only says by Motzi Laduri is Chaylik. So Taisi says, we'll have a maflik by Motzi Laduri, Leimotzi Laduri. So Taisi said, Rabbi Yirmi held that there's no difference, it's Hoshtik Teire that Loimotzi la'duri, is a bigger svore to pater from tashlumim. Rabbi Yirmiyeh bechlal didn't hold this whole stick there. Teida, lelishne di efshe lahanoche belo yakire. He says, I'll bring you a raya. That it's not muchach to say that there's a chilek. If you'll say, according to the first loshen in Rabovin, afilu motzi laduri ye also poter. You say yevshel anocha b'lo yakire, even though it's motzi laduri. Amay noket Rabovin zorak chayitz. So lochere, so why did Rabovin speak about zorak chayitz? Zorak chayitz, we're saying the lomdus of Rabovin is because it's megir me'achir. Afilu motzi laduri ye poter. So why did he speak about a case of zorak chayitz, which is loy motzi laduri? Lindkeit mavet, let him say mavet. Elavadi ki adodi nino. The first lashon holds there's no yisrein in leimotzi laduri. That's what the first lashon could be taisis loim pshat. That not what we said pshat in Rashi. That the only when a gurme achiyuv b'koyach lifter. When a gurme if it's muchach that they will become Gurmei Achiyuv. In Rashi we said a different lomdus. But in Taisus could be, Taisus held, Nemes in the Yisoid of Rabovin is one Yisod. Gurmei Achiyuv Pata. So the first Lashon holds, Gurmei Achiyuv Pata, even though it's not Muchach that they should become Gurmei Achiyuv, it could stop in the middle. The second Lashon holds, no, that Gurmei Achiyuv only Pata if it's Muchach that they'll be Gurmei Achiyuv. It's leimotzi laduri. But it's one yesod. Gurme achiyuv pata. And according to the first lashon, there's no difference if it's gurme achiyuv, it's yochel aduri, leima yochel laduri. There's no yisrin of yochel laduri. So memela, so even though Rab Ovin said a moshel of zorakheit, but the first lashon held the criteria is not because zorakheit. The criteria is gam echiyev pater aflo motzil adori. Uman de poligam mavir, so the one who was chaylek on mavir, poligam yazerik. So the Gemara. So now let's go back to the Kashe. Tosfos said, "Ask the Kashe." That what's the Gemara's Kashe in Merube? let us say, Akire Tzoyrech Hanoches, so why does it bother me that the Chiyuv Mumin Bepoil comes before the Chiyuv Misa? But B'shas the Chiyuv Mumin, there's the Germe HaChiyuv that should pata. So that Gemara is going according to Rabbi Yirmi, that holds Germe HaChiyuv doesn't pata. Avo, that's only, but I gave Argedome, because I said that according to the Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Yirmi holds Hagbo Tzorech Nisuch, that the ritual of Nisuch needs Hagbo. So then, I ask, so what's Pshat in Rabbi Yirmi? Zoyskishpat Rabbi Yirmi is Choylik on Rabbi. Avo, im Efshel Nisuch Beloy Hagbo. But, if we would say not like the Rabbeinu Tam, we would say that Rabbi Yirmi holds that Efshel Nisuch Beloy Hagbo. So the Hagbo has no connection at all with the Nisuch. It's not Migur Meyachiv. It's Leipoli Rabbi Yirmi Adrabob. So there's no Machloikis. So then we're back to the Kasha. Then we're in hot water again. And he says, so this old Teretz I'm saying is only according to the Rabbeinu Tam. Bagoizel Basre, Mash Miktast Rabbi Yirmi Poligad Rabom. The Gemara would seem there's a machloikis. Gabir Chosre Loima Afa Menaser. They said Menaser is also Potter. The Koma also Mikore, Afa Menaser is right. The Koma also Mikore Sova Kidrav Ovin, Ulubsaiv Sova Kidrav Yirmi. So that Menaser is Chayiv. So it seems there's a machloikis between Rabbi Yirmi and Rabovin. Mikor Sovik and Rabovim da Gurmi Achiyuv Pater, and the lady held like a Birmi. Mi yesh litra is the Mikover Sovar the Domyeli da Rabovim, because we say that you need Hagbo za Tzoyrech Nisuch, b'soiv Sovar the Domyeli da Birmi, that you don't need the Hagbo, so it's not Muchach, That's Pshat the Gemara Bava Kama. That means it could be the Gemara Bava Kama is saying that there was a pilpul in this Nekude Gufe. Is Nisuch similar to Hanoche? Hanoche Zicha, you need the Akire in order to make the Hanoche. So there the Machlekes is, do you need the Agbo in order to make the Nisuch? So the beginning they held that it's like Rab Obin, and you need Hagbo for Nisuch, and then the Maskon is, it's like Rab Yirmi, you don't need Hagbo for Nisuch. The Iboi Gochin V'Ochel. Perish Bekuntere, Lomata Migimu, Loihavi Hagbo. So Rashi says that, you do not need a hagbor, you do not need a kinyan in order to enable an achila. He says the kinyan shaboy, the hagbor shaboy, is not a chalik of the achila. I could eat it bending down. So that what I lift it up and I'm coin it, so that's not scholas achila. That's not hagbo tzorech achila, because you can eat it without lifting it. The kosholari, the ma shayach hagbo bedovo shul toifus biyodoi oi bepiv, the vinosan biyodo omar achmone. From rinen begitten, zorak lesoich kalso migureshes, Kshuro afal pi she'eino tluya. Afal gav de mayri bishus abal. Now, there are two ways we can understand Pshat and Teis Fiskasha. One way, Rabbi Keveger seems to understand like this, Rabbi Keveger, the Beis Yaakov, the Ktsois, begin Shloime, that there's a Yesodistike Machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos. We find by Get Vinosan Biyodo. There's a Kinyin Yat. So Taisvis means to say as follows. Taisvis means to say that Rashi is speaking about Kinyan Hagbor. Rashi says that it is possible to eat without lifting it. You can bend down. Pochas Megimel. So Taisvis says, fine, you'll bend down Pochas Megimel, and you'll lift it in your hand. So even though al tilchis hagbor, you're not kaina, because it's pachas megimel, but you're kaina al tziat, or forget about the hand, let's say he sticks it straight into his mouth. So it's also yad, that means your rishus, that means the yad odom, the peh odom. So just like by get, there's a din v'nosam biyodom. And she's kaina the get, not als kinyan hagbo, she's kind of the get als kinyan yad. So also, so the ganef is kind of the chaylev with kinyan yad, kinyan pe. So forget about hagbo. That means Taisvis is saying that Rashi is speaking about something what's irrelevant. That means Rashi, let us analyze a little bit more. There was a svarim in the Gemara that if the kinyan that's machayev the ganev is needed in order to enable the achila, so this maisa kinyan is a din of germe achiyev. It's as cholos achila. It's a chelik of the achila. So this kinyan, since it's impossible that there should be achila without this kinyan, so this kinyan is a chelik of the achila, and so germe achiyev patels the chiyuvim which come about from the kinyan. So according to Rashi, the Gemara answered that you could eat it without making a kinyan. So the achile does not have to come about through a kinyan. So the kinyan is not. So if he made a kinyan, he lifted it up three tefachim. So this is not a chelik of the achile. Can make an achile without lifting up three tefachim. So therefore, the agbo of three tefachim, that's machayev and betashlumim, and later. So Taisva says, I wish to disagree with you. That means it's impossible to eat it without being kainit. Because even if it's less than three tvochim, there's no kinyan agbo, there's kinyan yad. So Mamela, if it's in my yad, so Taisva is asking, it's not true. Why are you telling me hilchis agbo? But when, by holding it in your hand, by putting it in your mouth, automatically, you are koine with kinyan yad. That's how we could learn pshat and taisvus kasha. That's one way you could learn pshat and taisvus kasha. There's another way you could, and let's talk about that way for 1 second. And on this, tachoinu want to say, the beginning of Shloime Das Medekzai says that there's no such thing as kinyan yad. There's only kinyan hagbo. I and Isha is kaine. The kinyan get is not a melamed on hilchas kinyonim. She's megureshes bar kochach also. So there's such a thing, you kaine bar kochach. So this is not a maise kinyan. Venosa biyod is a maise gerish, not a maise kinyan. You can't learn out hilchas kinyonim from hilchas gerish. That's what the beginning Shloime wants to say. In Hilchis Kinyonim, we have Hagbo. There's nothing more than Hagbo. There's Hagbo, that's it. Yad only helps by get. That's one Mahalach in Taisvus. Perhaps we could learn a little differently Pshat in Taisvus. Perhaps the Loshin would be a little bit more Masim to the second Pshat. Now, there's rayas from Taisvis, Tavchav Tesamet Beis in Babakam, in Aminiach, Asma, They say something very interesting. They say that even though there's a shir gimul tvochim by hagbo, that's taf hugbe mikoichai. That means there's hagbo of hugbe mikoichai. That means, let's say a person will want to make the birds to jump. So he bangs on the nest and the birds jump. Hugbe mikoichai. So it has to be hagbo of gimul tvochim. But Tosfos says, if I'm holding something in my hand, and I'm not koina altziad, because there's a merdeke yesod from Tachsimir Rabbi Kebega, the Nesivis Kinyin Yad, is only what is completely in my hand. What's sticking out of my hand, that's agbo, that's not yad. Afal pikein, Tosfos says that if I'm holding something in my hand, even though it's sticking out, and it's agbo, but this agbo doesn't need gimul tvochim. This agbo, you're kind of, it's a more choshev agbo. That means since it's, I'm holding it, I'm controlling it, and we'll see now mit beis that the lomdus of agbo is a psazoi, a tofus, it's a tachnosel reshusa, even though it's not mamish in the yad. So memele, so could be taisvis means to ask as follows. Taisus is not asking out kinyin yad. Taisus is asking the mashay hagbo. That means gidrei hagbo. Rashi says less than gimel tvochim is not called hagbo. The mashay hagbo gidrei hagbo. But over shutayf is beyond. If he's holding it, there's no gidrei hagbo. So then Taisus is asking from hagbo tak and not from kinyin yad of gerish. I bepiv. Now, could be bepiv is the kasha. Maybe it's a double kasha. Tovus biyodoy is could be his agbo. Or bepiv is completely in his mouth. And then it's like a yad. The benosim biyodoy machmon. Vamrini begitten. Now, Tais brings a gemara gitten zork lasoich kalso migureshes. The person puts into her, throws into her basket mugureshes kshura afa pisha inatluy. That means like this, that she has a basket that's tied to her, and this basket is kshura afa pisha inatluy. That means it's resting on the ground. Now let's appreciate this case. That means she has a basket that's tied to her. So let's visualize that a basket that's tied to her is like another arm. It's tied up. So this is like another arm. She has three arms. Now, this basket is on the ground. It's not tluyo. It's not ba'avir chatzeiroi. It's mudnach al chatzeiroi. Va'av al pikein, and he threw it into the basket. So she's megoresh. So what do we see from there? We see from there, there'd be a sforet to say that, I fully say there's a kinyan of reshus, there's a chshivis, of Tofes Biyode, but that's Tafke, if it's not in his reshus. If it's in his reshus, it becomes bottled his reshus. So Tosfos says, no, it doesn't become bottled his reshus. The Gemara says that, Zorak Lesoich Kalso, Megureshes Kshura, Afa Pishain Etluye. Afa Gav the Mairi Bishus Abal. So, Afa Pikain, it doesn't become bottled to the reshus. Vafilu man the boy yehosam tluya. Vafilu is a monument says, no, if it's lying on the karka of the ball, it becomes bottled to the rishus. It has to be tluya. It has to be hanging. But it doesn't have to be gimel tvochim according to anyone. So something, a kalse, that's toich gimel to the rishus habal, is considered an entity bifnei atzmoin, is koina, al tziad, al tzagbo, whatever it is, it's koina. It doesn't become bottle to the rishus. So memeila, Rashi is telling me, dinim, that if one lifts up a chelev, toches mi gimel, there's no kinyin, an echte ketok, there sure is a kinyin, I have a gemore. I have a gemara from Get. By Get, you see that Zorkel Teich Kalsa. Elaymi boy, according to the Mandioma, that you don't need Tluyas, even though the Kalsa is lying on the Rishus of the Baal, it's considered her Rishus. It doesn't become bottle to the Rishus. Now, Philo, you say it has to be Tluya, but it could be Teich Gimel. So I'll kapon him. So if I lift up the Chelev, Teich Gimel, or I put it in my mouth, Teich Gimel, Gochen Va'ochel, So lochem zicher kainim. So we're back to the kasha. So let us say weiter. Hagbot zeirech achila. That means it's impossible to eat chaylev without being kainet. You have to stick it into your mouth, or you have to, or by putting it in your mouth. Kufa, that kufa is the chamaisa kinyan, and that is, that you can't have an achila, you can't have a chiyav koris without this procedure. So this procedure is a tzoyrech achila. So the kinyan that is mechayev him mamen is a tzoyrech achila. So we should say this germei achiyav should pater. What pshat in the Gemara's teretz? Alanira lari, dahi perushe. The boy gochin bo ochel im hu barosh kone, yochel hu lishchois ule teichvo ad beis ple yosei. If it's barosh kone, he could go and bend over it and stick it down ad beis ple yosei. Afo gav de bach achila ene eisekein, vu havia hagbo zu le tzoyrech achila, mekomokim oil vi yochel ischayev beloi hagbo, is lav tzorech achila. Since it's shayach to eat it without being kaine, in that case of it is v'speresh kone. For hu adin davi motzi lemeime de efsha la achila b'loi hagbo k'goinim toch v'loi chaveri. Now, I'd like to mention two nekudas over here. Rabbi Kevege wants to say pshat and taisvis in the Maroches, but Kevege wants to say pshat and taisvis as follows. We mentioned before Rabbi Kevege learned that there's Kinyin Yad. That's Shita Satois. Kinyin Yad and Pez. Also Kinyin Yad. So all of a sudden Taisus on the mail, so Taisus, it's impossible to eat it without being kainit. You have to stick it into your mouth and then automatically you're kainit. So Taisus has two cases. That is Shaykh, it should be in your mouth and you shouldn't be kainit. One that was on a konit. In another case, someone else stuck it into his mouth. So Rabbi Kiveger asks, but it's still in his mouth, it's still kind of. So Rabbi Kiveger says that Taisvis holds. First of all, it's not in his mouth, it's an Avir Pif. Avir Pif that is Mechuber to a Dover Acher is not kind of. That means, if it's lying on a corner, and I bend over, and it's an other people, but it's lying on the corner. Or someone else is holding it. And he sticks it into my mouth. And it's an other people. You're not kind of. So Taisvis is saying, Epis ashtik teure, if I would take stick it into my mouth, then take I would be kind of bepe. With other people also, because it's not mechubel davaracher. But other people, that's mechubel davaracher, is not kind of. So that's why, that's the yisod of Taisvis. So Mamele, if that's the vote, Taisvis had a problem. Let's appreciate Taisvis. So why do you say gochen ba'ochel? We made a whole story that it's on a kone. So say someone else stuck it into his mouth. It's shayach. That's not the case. Since it's possible that there should be an achila without a kinyan peh, that means if it's in avir piv, if it's in avir piv, and someone else is, it's mechubel ledover acher, so memele, so you're kaine, you're not kaine b'avir piv. So Taisa says, why did you say a case of gochem v'ochel? You could say someone else stuck it in his mouth. I mean, as long as there's a possibility of achila without a kinyan peh, so the kinyan is not an intricate chelik of the achila. That's what Taisa is saying. So then I said, the case of gochem v'ochel, you could have said something else also. Just one more nekuda. We heard before, and daf lamed amid beis, a ritzvo. The ritzvo said on daf lamed amid beis that if someone sticks something into someone else's mouth, birtzainai, he's kaine. Other people, the ritzvo lechere is klo lechere, not like this taisvis. So the shaila is, what will the ritzvo do with this taisa? Rabbi Kiveger asks the kasha, the shita asks the kasha. The shita says, fakert, the ritzvo learned this gemara beautifully. The Ritzvo learned, and the Ritzvo didn't have any problems. And let's elaborate. Taisvis was medame kinyin the gerishin of yad, the nosam biyoda, the kinyin yad. Just like there's a din of a nosam biyoda, there's a din of kinyin yad. So mamelos, Taisvis says, so it's impossible to eat it without being koined before. So the kinyin is the ascholos achila. So Mamele, so even though I ate it a different way, Abal Kaponim, that doesn't matter, since every achila needs a kinyan kedume, so Mamele, the kinyan is ascholos achila, it's germe achiv. So the Gemara says no, that it's the chayach that it should be an achila without a kinyan. The Gemara says in Gittin, if a woman was holding her hand vertically, ketafres, and he put a get in her hand, she's not koine. Yad is not koine if it's going vertically. So Mamele, so the Shita says, Amirdik epshat in the Ritzvo. He says, Agamor's Amirdik. The boy gochin v'ochel. Agamor made a pesach case, you had a pole holding the chalev, and he's bending over the pole. So his mouth is not going horizontally. His mouth is going vertically. His mouth is going down. He's gochin v'ochel. So memele, it's shayich to eat, not to be koine bekinyan peh. Yad guf is not koine if it's ketafres. Leidach gise, if you'll stick something in someone's mouth, so then usually they're on the same level. So then he would be koine. The Ritzvah says klar and aflamedam et beis. If someone will stick something in someone's mouth, even though he can pull it out, the baal hapeh is koine. That's what the Ritzvah says and aflamedam et beis. So memela, so that's why the Gemara was muyim dik meduyik. The Gemara wants to say, but what are you telling me? You're telling me that every achila, in order to be achila, you have to be koine it before. So therefore, the kinyan is the ascholos achila. Mel, it doesn't matter how you eat, but al kaponim, since every achila needs a kinyan, someone says, no, it's shaykh, such a kinyan. It's shaykh and achila without a kinyan. I mean, it's shaykh and achila without a kinyan. So according to Taisvis did not hold like the Ritzvah. So Taisvis is saying, that's Rabbi Kevega says, pshat and Taisvis, that it's shaykh to eat if it was not put directly on your mouth, in your mouth. It was only put by Avir Piv. And this Avir Piv gufe is mechuba to something else. So then Avir Piv is not koine. So memele, so it's shaykh to eat without being koine. That is how Taisvis learned Pshat. And so Taisvis had the margin to say, Gochen v'ochel. The Gemara could have also said, someone else stuck it in his mouth. And then we mentioned, according to the Ritzvah, is Golgut. According to the Ritzvah, the Lomdus is because it's Katafris. Just one second, I'd like to read over the Loshen of Rabbi Kibega. The Loshen Rabbi Kibega in the Maroche Hei Oy Zayin says, Kivin de tochav bekushoi biyad chaveiroi umuchnes ba'aver piv lehavi kinyim. It's like it's mechubal adover achas shemechutz lepiv any munach lepiv abav lepiv samemelo. So that's why he is not koine. That is not like the Ritzvah. We mentioned according to Ritzvah, the Ritzvah poshut because a yad that's katafris is not koine.